Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyan. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Well, this afternoon I'm joined by someone that I have a lot of great respect for, and this is a young man that is doing really great things in our community of St. Martin, and I would say also at the same time around the world. I'm talking about Erwin Rumney. He's 22 years old, and he is absolutely an amazing example of who it is to be someone with resilience and persistence and a servant leader. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today, Erwin. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Fantastic. A pleasure to have you here. You know, Erwin, I just want to actually start from now at this moment just saying congratulations to you for the fact that persons may be saying, but why is he saying congratulations to you? But Erwin, as we know, you are the president of the St. Martin Parliament Awardee 2020. Congratulations to you, Erwin.
Thank you. It's kind of hard because this is a whole new different life for me now. And friends, family, even people I don't even know telling me congratulations. I feel like a whole new celebrity. Not to boost my ego or brag about it, but I'm very humble and thank God for this life.
Really proud of you, and a lot of persons on the island, I'm sure, are, because as a young man, you've been on a journey, and that journey has not been that easy. And today, for the fact of what we're going to hear on the show, so much that you have achieved, even against the odds, and you have never given up, that today you are president of Parliament of St. Martin Awardee 2020. Now, I just want to just share with the listeners a little bit about who you are, and then we can build from there. How about that? How does that sound?
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Great stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. 22-year-old Erwin Rumney, born on St. Martin. This young man is someone, as I've mentioned before, that is an example of resilience, persistence, and a servant leader. Definitely, when you want to talk about servant leadership, this is who we're talking about. This young man has had to overcome tremendous personal odds on many fronts. And why I'm saying this is that I'm going to tie this into the fact of him being a part of the youth wing of Victorious Living Foundation. That is correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And what is that youth wing called, known as Y2X?
Yes, for sure, just not to give our youth a tight tongue.
Right, I'm with you. And talking about that, being a part of Y2X, how long have you been a part of Y2X, Erwin?
Started when I was 17, 18 at a time. And yeah, 18 at a time. So this is my third year.
Your third year?
Yeah.
That's already so fast. I mean, that's just like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next year will be my fourth year. And the thing about Y2X, I learned a lot. I have developed a lot thanks to it. And I'm a whole different person before I even started.
So as you're saying, Erwin, you have developed so much over the 3 years that you're part of Y2X. Let's just go deeper into that. So, because I know there's a lot of young persons who also listen to the show. Why do you say that then, Erwin, that you have developed so much by being part of Y2X since March 2018?
2017.
Or 2017.
Yeah. It's supposed to be the fourth year, but I started in March and I was 18 at the time. So,
uh-huh.
But before I started, I was in a different mindset. Not in a good state of mind. And I wanted to change that. And I spent a lot of my time watching YouTube videos at a time after I graduated high school. And you was in the room at the moment. So I came to you and I asked you if I can be in the radio. And I know somewhere you were the busy man, you're going to forget about me. So I make sure to call you and remind you. And at the weekend of that week, I joined Y2X radio program and it went from there.
You know, as I listen to you, Erwin, going back a little bit of memory lane and think about the fact that, yes, that is quite true. You did approach me and all that time I was an influence or an inspiration to you that here you are today.
Yeah, I always had something with me. I just didn't know what it was till one day one of my friends got a little emotional, not too emotional, that he started crying. He just come up and say, never do that again. Your words that hit too deep. So I was like, since my voice is a superpower, how can I use this power? And I remember you to have a radio career. So that instead of being hesitant, I just went to take my shot.
Mm, that's true. I do recall that. I do recall that. And like how you said, at the end of the day, you said, let me remind you, Roy Cotton Jr., because I know you're a busy man.
Yes, you are a busy man.
To get into this opportunity to be able to influence and inspire many persons. So today, as we're on the show and everyone is listening to you on St. Martin, and around the world, and even at this point in time, the president of the St. Martin Parliament, the Honorable Rolando Bryson,
yes,
and many of parliamentarians are listening to you right now. What would you like to actually say to them before we get deep into this conversation?
Oh, thank you, and thank you. Many of you work very hard to be where you are. It wasn't an easy decision, and I'm not to brag or boost my ego or anything. I'm very humble, and I hope every single one of you is keeping safe, staying healthy, and continue to inspire your influence throughout St. Martin and the world.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have taken that on board, Erwin, because everyone, you know, is looking up to you for what you've achieved just recently and also to the great work that you're doing as a young person. So let's just dive in a little bit into what was shared from Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton, who is the visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation, the mother organization of Y2X, as you mentioned a while ago. And this is what I'm going to share with the listeners. The letter, or part of the letter that she sent in, nominating you, because every year, and this is the 8th annual parliament year that, you know, persons are nominated for the President of Parliament Award, and she sent this in. So maybe you might not know this. Okay, so I'm going to share this a bit with you and listeners. So here we go. And this is 22-year-old Erwin Rumney is the epitome of resilience, persistence, and servant leadership. This young man has had to overcome tremendous personal odds on many fronts and still is overcoming. But his commitment to his growth, service, and community development has allowed him to persevere against all odds. That's powerful. His journey to becoming a difference maker started at the age of 9 years old when he joined the 1st St. Martin Boys Brigade, and at the age of 14 he was promoted to Lance Corporal, and at the age of 18 he was promoted to Sergeant. Now as you're listening to that, Erwin, what thoughts are going through your head?
I'm old, that's what.
You're old? In what way?
When I start at 9 years old, I sit back and I'm like, whoa, how far have I come? But my thoughts in that is, Brigade has also been part of my entire life. There are many times I wanted to quit because I don't think I was fitting much.
Right.
But I kept going, and on the way, I've been pushed into a part of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick with it, and I continue with it, because You never know how many more leaders the world need.
That is true. You've already hit the nail on the head, and I really admire what you said a while ago, because it is all about commitment and continued even though against the odds. And thinking about that, because persons may not know this, because you are also challenged with the fact of a speech or hearing impediment.
I had speech impediment and my hearing is not too great.
Right.
So it took a lot of practice with my speech and a lot of focus with my ears.
Yeah.
But the more you practice, the better you get.
And why I'm saying that is because today you're speaking on the show, you have achieved so much. That is something that you don't have any control over. Young persons and persons right now listening to the show, can you share with them how you got through that as a challenge? You didn't ask to have a hearing impediment or having a speech challenge, but here you are today, 2020, talking on the show with me. Talk to us out there on how you managed to get through that and it never stopped you.
For starters, it's basic communication. Any interaction you find yourself in, you gotta know how to talk clearly, because anything can happen. It could be an emergency or not an emergency, or a surprise. People need to understand you clearly to get the information, otherwise you're just wasting people's time or your own time if you're not careful. And listening is a skill I really try to take seriously, because when I'm talking with someone or my friends, I listen carefully, because one day I could play it back as a defense just in case somebody threatened me, or so I can be like, oh, you remember back 2 years ago you said this and this and that, I could take you to court and make your move. It can't be something threatening, but it depends on the situation. Clear speaking and clear understanding and listening are basic things that we need to understand.
Yes, I'm with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking with Erwin Rumney here on 102.7 FM Love and Inspiration, wherever you are listening around the world. Erwin Rumney, and he is a son of the soil, 22 years old, and recently he was awarded the President of Parliament of St. Martin 2020, the 8th annual awards ceremony this year, just before the parliamentary year of 2020-21 opened here on St. Martin on September 8, 2020. And he's on the show here with me today to inspire you around the world, wherever you're hearing his voice at this point in time. You know, Erwin, thinking back a little bit on what you said a while ago, when you joined the youth wing Y2X, and you said you were inspired by listening to me as an internationally known radio personality, I want to actually say to you right now on air, to everyone listening, I am really humbled by that. And when I say that also too, it makes me think about the fact, as I said before, how important it is as a radio personality, TV personality, on when you open the mic on the radio or when you speak or you're on TV, is so important to make sure that you are sharing positivity, because there are many persons who are listening to you and will be inspired by what you say. And you as a young person was. And today here now, you're here speaking with me. You've been on Fresh, your program from Y2X. And you are now also a personality.
To put it more clearly, as I remember, I always wanted to be a superhero.
Mm.
But the thing is, I'm just a normal human being. I can't be no Superman. I could try to be Batman, but I don't have the money. Or Spider-Man, or crack a joke in the room. But the only superpower I do have is being myself and helping others. I cannot physically be there to help you, but if I can share my voice, my wisdom, and my knowledge, empower you and keep you going, I've done my job.
Right.
So, all comes down to this. If you can help someone, how will you be able to help them, and how far or how willing you're going to go to help that person? It could be only one person, but one person make many lives saved.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as I'm listening to you, Erwin, I remember sometime back in 2018, and this was just after Hurricane Irma. And why I'm going to say this is because I want this to be an example for many persons out there listening now, whether they are young or whether they are seasoned in life. For the fact that I remember in 2018, January to about March 2018, when myself volunteered to give back to my former high school, which is Milton Peters College, and went to the school and did some amazing coaching and motivational speaking to the students of the MAVO or Taker L, HAVO and VIVIO. And I remember when I told you I was doing that, you said, can I come with you? You went to your old high school and you shared with young people. Tell me a little bit about what was that feeling like for you. And I want to, just before you answer that, I'm receiving many text messages right now, Erwin, from listeners who are tuned in. And one of the text message that came in is stating that this individual, this listener, loves what you're saying. Your story is very touching and is also from Chasen, the former Y2X president, who's stating that he loves your positivity and sharing your personal story. So tell us a little bit about how that experience was for you being there with me motivating youngsters at Milton Peters College in 2018.
First of all, when you told me you were going to MPC and do that, was my first opportunity and excuse to get in the school, because the new security guards in MPC took their job seriously. I respect them and I don't want to disrespect them by disrespecting the job. So when you told me, I was like, hey, opportunity to go back in and I'm not wasting nobody's time. So when I got there, I make sure I dress appropriate as possible. And I walked into my first class I ever been into MPC. No, second class for my entire high school career. And that was the computer room. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the students, I was like, I can make all you laugh. I can make every one of you laugh, but also motivating at the same time. Right. If you remember correctly, I had a $100 bill.
Yes, I do remember.
And I asked who wanted it. You know how many hands went up?
There were many hands that went up.
The entire class went up.
Correct.
I gave a speech about how you have to work for the $100 bill, but also you can easily lose the $100 bill if your mind is not right.
That's
so
correct.
We all had fun. We learned some things. We learned about life, because school doesn't always teach you about life, but me and you who been to it can deliver the message, and hopefully, and I pray to God, they take it to heart and spread the word.
Erwin, I want to just come into something that you said a while ago, and I'm going to just pin this. You said you can have that $100, you can lose it later, but it's all about where your mind is. Your mind has to be right. Your mind has to be in the right
yes.
place. Do you think that most persons have their mind in the right place today in 2020?
No.
Why not?
The way how 2020 is and the way how society is already is already full of negativity.
Okay.
The reason why the society always look for the negativity. Mm. And because of that, negative things happen.
I see.
Even if God said in the Bible and warned us beforehand, sometimes we always twist faith and somehow. But he said this, she said that. I don't want to do this. Shut up. You talk too much. It's already filled with negativity. And that affects the mind. Talk about the new generation that coming up after us.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm following
you. We created the world. They didn't even ask to be here. But they're here. And they see what we're doing. But not everybody go to the same boat or sail the same way that we did. Everybody different. Some people raised in a positive environment. Others live in a negative environment. But the way how society has made us, it's always been negative. That's why I said earlier, you never know when the world needs more leaders. Because only leaders or people with positive mind and a positive attitude can shift the balance and bring them together instead of overpowering each other.
I see. I really appreciate that you share that. I'm with you 500%. I'm following you, Erwin. I'm sure everyone right now in Radio Land is following you too. Thinking about what you just said a while ago, so key. And that is where our society really needs to make a rain check. We really check, what are we actually feeding our children? What are we actually feeding our young people? What are we actually feeding each other? I've said it very often, but you can listen to all the noise around you. Do this, be this, the other. But when you close that door and you're in front of that mirror, it's just only you in that mirror and God.
It's not just the young people alone, it's adults as well. If you have noticed, any adult can have a good, happy childhood. But when they become a full-on adult, the whole personality changes. They got so serious all the time. They ain't making time for fun. That's how society is. But the problem with that, you can easily have a mental health issue with anything, because, like I said, shut up, you talk too much. That's the one line society will always say without even saying it.
That's deep. Talk to us a little bit about that. They're telling you that, but they're not saying it. How is that?
I don't want to open up too much because it's still a little not easy for me. But I went to depression. I went to anxiety. I went to suicidal thoughts. I even tried to attempt suicide more time in my younger days.
Right.
And I even planned for it so nobody can find my body. Just say, went missing.
Wow.
But as I sit down and I start to look at it the other way, why am I communicating to myself about it? But I know I have God, one, and I have people who actually care about me. So I'm gonna go to God first, because it's only me and him at a time. Then I go talk to whoever available and whoever can listen to me, because talking about your mental health is not easy. It's more importantly finding somebody to talk. It could be anybody, which is why children my age or younger my age don't want to talk to the parents, because parents do not make it easy.
Completely redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback.
Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.